hard to get. Mm-hmm. And it didn't even really come on my radar until 2017 when everyone else started getting excited. But, hey, the bottom line is I'm not pissed off at Ion over anything. And the only thing I'm pissed off about is myself.
And, why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I'm not following through. I'm not calling into the program. And I think it was either either Bert or Chad said very recently, and it's through Ion, but they said the war that we're fighting is between our ears. And just like the saying, get out of your own way. You know, I write down questions, and I go, okay, I'm going to call in this week. And, you know, I start listening to the program, and I go, well, these questions aren't that great. And, you know, I undermine myself.
Well, what about you and your family? You're still in California. Aren't you worried about that?
Yeah, I think about that. And, that's a concern. Hey, and on California, you know, you guys were giving Ion a hard time about, the big storms coming and, you know, all the, damage that Ion had talked about. And it was pretty severe. You know, in fact, in January of this year, they calculated that within the state of California, they received 32 trillion gallons of water. And then February and March exceeded those. And so there was a lot of flooding. Some of the beachfront properties on cliffs slid off the cliff. The cliffs gave way. And the area that I'm in, I was basically not fazed by it at all, not affected by it. So,
well, that was lucky.
Yeah, that was lucky. But hey, I think about
it. Ian says, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but he tells you and, what's her name, Evan, you guys are waiting back too long. You're in trouble.
I know.
But nothing's happened yet, so you're lucky Ian's wrong so far.
Well, that can only last for so long before, things go right or turn around. But, so is Ion there?
Yep. Okay.
Hey,
Ion. Go ahead.
Hey, Ion, I'm not angry about any of this. You know, in fact,
Okay, Ion, you got your headphone on backwards.
Hold on.
I don't.
Okay, that's better.
Better it was off.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Better it's off. Is that better or worse?
That's better.
That's better.
Well, it was off. That's what was wrong. We were trying to give you an excuse. We were trying to give you an ass pass to save you from having to go through all that bullshit that Bobby put you through. We don't know if your problem is ignorance or apathy. And your response should be is that you don't know and you don't care.
No, that's not true. I know that's an old joke, but,
we were trying to give you an ass pass to say, sold your silver. You'll be okay. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one thing you did mention, in your little rant where you were trashing me, you said that if I ever knew who was behind Bitcoin, I wouldn't have anything to do with it. And about a year ago, you said that someone ought to look into it, and I did, and I tried to raise that subject with you.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, it's too hot. Don't even go there.
Yep.
So, I know.
We don't want to be the excuse for its demise, because they'll blame it on Bob.
They blame
everything else on Bob, but you know how that goes.
Now tell me if I'm correct on this. I don't think that the powers to be, you know, the banking people, the credit card people, I don't think they wrote the white paper, but I think once it was out there, they promoted it to financially gain from it. Is that somewhat accurate?
Bob, do you know what the white paper is?
No.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Bert, tell him what the white paper is. This is very significant. Did you unmute Bert?
I'm on you.
Tell him what the white paper, tell Bob what the white paper is so he'll catch up. So he can pick it up with his butt cheeks. He can pick it up with his butt cheeks.
Well, I don't know what the white paper is for Bitcoin, but the white paper explains the technical details regarding...
Right, the same thing. That's what he's describing is the details. Bill of particulars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. So okay. In 2009...
Bitcoin? You haven't told me. What's the white paper?
Okay, the white paper was basically, like Burgess said, it was a document that was written and released that told how Bitcoin would work and why it is a better system and how it's foolproof and it's based on math. And so, Ian just said, it gave the bill of particulars. And there's an anonymous person called Satoshi Nakamoto who supposedly wrote that, but no one's ever 100% identified him. So,
yeah,
and he's
with that.
Yeah, that could be a group of people that wrote under that pseudonym. But so, you know, what I was saying to Ian is I don't think that these individuals purposely wrote it, the banking people, and then put it out there to gain from it. But, you know, once
they put the
was,
white paper on Bitcoin out, the banks did.
Well, Ian didn't confirm that. I think
we did not.
You know,
but what the hell are you talking about? What is this white paper? Why are we talking about it?
I was saying to Ian that it's my theory, I don't know for sure, and it's really a question of Ian, is did this start from day one with the white paper by the powers that be?
Yes.
What started day one?
We don't know what started
day
one. The powers that be. We don't know what the powers that be are. But yeah.
Okay,
so
what started on day one? I'm trying to get the first noun.
Okay, the white paper.
Verbs. It's all about the verbs.
The white paper was released into existence on how Bitcoin would work.
Yeah.
And why it was a better system. And so,
The white paper was not about Bitcoin. The white paper was about blockchain.
It was about blockchain.
Yeah. The system that Bitcoin worked on, and that was a good work. No question with that. That was fine.
Okay.
But then Bitcoin was a derivative or something surfing on that wave that wasn't stable. And that's what you
find. Was stable or not stable?
Not stable. You have to put your ears on. Barb Peterson got great big house in Texas where she could drink Alamo beer at her church for communion.
Yeah.
So she did real good with it. Where you can
with
go have
what?
Beer
with the
in
white
church,
paper? What did she do good with?
Oh, with the white paper?
Bitcoin.
She bought
Bitcoin,
and it went up, and she cashed in and made a lot of money.
Because we told her to. Because we told her to, and she got out of California with her ridiculous husband and strange child, and they went to Texas to live happily ever after, and went to the cowboy church and could have communion with beer.
Yeah.
Great church. We can drink beer in church.
Okay, so why did you say to Bert that white paper is very important? What's important about it?
The degree of the derision of what sets up the blockchain and or Bitcoin and or who's behind it. That's also
included. Did you say the derision? Did you say the derision?
No, didn't say derision. We said division. The division of blockchain.
Okay, so you're saying the importance is who set it up?
Yeah. That's what everybody's trying to find out. And what we've said all along is that anybody who finds out who set it up would kill himself if they realized who was in charge of Bitcoin. He was behind it. And that's why we said from the day one that it was going to go to zero. It started at a penny. It's going back to a zero.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah, but that's in the art. Everyone now. 10 years has been going pretty good. What's the matter if it's going back to zero?
No, it's lost. It was $65,000, and now it's like half of that. So
it's 25. But
25,000.
Yeah. See, what Ion is also saying, Bob, is that a lot of people, when it first came out, the white paper and this new money that could come into existence, they thought it was a foolproof system, which blockchain is very efficient. And so the tech-savvy people started getting involved. But if everyone knew that, let's just say names that may not apply, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, if they knew those groups were behind it, they would have taken a totally different look at it. Even though blockchain is a very valid, safe system, Bitcoin, as Ion says, may not be. But hey, I didn't really call. The only reason I brought this stuff up is because I wanted to remind Ion, not that his memory isn't good, that I tried to broach that subject with him about a year ago, and he told me to back off. So so let's put that to bed. Hey, I did want to bring up something else that you mentioned, let's say a year ago, and you said, hey, some people ought to take a look at that. And it had to do with the number of world leaders that were resigning.
Yeah.
And so I started digging into that, and there have been over 600 prime ministers, presidents, and top cabinet people that have stepped down in the last 5 years. You may have a higher number than I came up with.
No, that's about right. It's probably closer to 694.
And here's the bottom line, without going into a whole lot of detail, in my view. It's the tech body. The tech body has caused, because of the 24/7 news cycle, all the TikTok people out there.
No, it's not that. You're on the right track, but it's not quite like that. They've all been exposed. Everything that's dirty has been exposed. So everything is up to the cream. The cream goes to the top. It's all being where you can see the cream at the top. And so then they see that it's a falling or failing system, that they can't win. And even if they win, they still get killed for sedition. So they quietly step away.
Right.
Who stepped away?
All these world leaders?
700 world leaders, Bobby.
Because they were going to get killed?
No.
They were
going to
be exposed. Everybody
was going to exposed, yes.
They exposed for what?
Their
sedition.
Corruption, their misdeeds, their
malfeasance.
Yeah, so these 600 people have stepped aside, and they got exposed, and they got off because they dropped off.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the key ones that you want to watch, and we noted this when it happened, was Angela Merkel.
Yeah.
The Angela Merkel lady, she had the world, she had the tiger by the tail. She had all of Germany. And she said, okay, I'm good. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Yeah.
See you. Ta-ta. That's the fault.
Well,
Okay, so she's corrupt. Does she get away with her corruption?
Sure. Why not? Nobody cares.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And then you said that's
nobody
the
cares.
Fall. The fall of what?
Civilization.
Her? Merkel is?
700 of, she and 700 of her little buddies that said, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me.
So their corruption had kept the system going, so it can't work without them?
Well, no, it got exposed that the system wasn't going to work regardless of their corruption or not. It was over.
Or they wanted to get out before it was fully exposed, and they may, you know, suffer jail time or repercussions.
No. This is the short end of a long rope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they knew.
So that's about a year ago. That's just before September 24th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up to it.
And see, the strange thing about this is that just like, say, Margaret Thatcher, you know, she was in office for quite some time. And so was
13 years.
Merkel. And mm-hmm. world leaders usually don't step down and they've been in control for...
Yeah.
Especially the real corrupt one. Get
Churchill to say, I've had enough, I'm out, I'm done, thank you, bye.
Right.
Yeah, Churchill's gonna hang on till he breaks the bank.
Right.
Okay, so, Lumpy Gravy says, the white paper, Dan Pina, and an overtired Bob Dobbs or 300 Alex. I don't know what that is, but is Dan Pina a name connected to the white paper?
No.
I don't know that name.
For Pete's sake.
Okay.
He's had too much communion wine, Bob.
Yeah, he's playing his guitar again. Discontinuity. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
But he has his own septic tank and itself, prescribing toilet though, so that's composting.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, okay, what do you want to talk about, Mark?
Okay, here's the next question. You know, I've always remembered that first conversation, I think it was back in 2016, where Ion talked about RNA drops becoming the new currency. And
that's still the case.
It's still the case. And there was something that seemed odd in your little half-hour discussion on that. Is that at some point you said, and it didn't really fit unless I just don't remember. You said Banana Republic.
That's what you have right now.
Exactly. So you said this, 9 years ago? And, let's see, 7 years ago. And that's what occurred to me is what you were really talking about is, it'll become a currency, you know, more of a currency when the environment that we're living in is more like a banana republic. And that's exactly what we have today.
Right. Picture it. Janet Yellen, okay, the old chairman of the Federal Reserve, who's your little buddy that lives in Savannah? No, that's not Savannah. In Augusta. I say Burt Bacharach. But the one who replaced Mr. Bacharach. It's not the right name. We're doing that
Bernanke.
On purpose. Bernanke, but we like to call him Burt Bacharach because that's just too much fun because he played it like a fiddle. Anyhow, she ran things wherever how she ran. She let things run, okay? That's fine.
Right.
Then we went on a little further. Now she is your treasury director.
Right.
And now she's telling you when you're going to run out of money. It's like this self-fulfilling prophecy. June 1st, they ain't going to be able to pay the bills. That's because you spent too much money. She's saying you spent too much. She didn't say you spent too much money. She says, we collect money every day, especially on the 15th of the month, especially. And we have enough money to pay the bills through June 1st. But after June 1st, things cannot get paid unless you raise the debt ceiling, which means after the fucking trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that they spent, and like it was rock candy and no big deal, now we have this anticlimactic boost that's going to undo the fabric of the American foundation. We're going to start selling, we're going to start raffling off the stars off of the 50 stars off of the United States American flag. You can buy your own star and take it like you want to, like the Lone Star State. Now you've got yourself in a position where it's the end of the ending. It's the end of the ending. It's over. And then when they can't come to some kind of agreement of what they're going to do, that they're going to start, every dollar that they take in, they're spending $1. Every dollar they take in, they're spending $1.30. Every dime. You can't do that long. Well, I guess they can. It's no big deal. They want to raise the ceiling up, keep raising the roof. They have a shit house. They have a shit house full of shit. And instead of cleaning the shit out, they're just going to keep raising the roof. So right. They're going to say, okay, raise the roof to no limit. We're going to spend what we're going to spend, goddammit. We're dead. We're dead already, goddammit. We're going to spend whatever we spend. It is what it is. You get over it. You do what you do. Then they pull it back, and then them goddamn ridiculous Republicans say, no, 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 no. You can only spend $9 trillion. You can't spend $50 trillion. You can only spend $9 trillion. You got to answer for it, which is the silliest thing ever, 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 that they're causing this scene over. So now they've come to a deal. They've about come to an agreement. They've come to some logical conclusion. Lord God, thank praise God, fast ammunition. They've come to some conclusion that Sheila Jackson Lee won't have to kill herself over. And they roll with that for just a little bit, to the point that it's now into a position where Janet Yellen says, no, it's not the first. We won't run out of money till the fifth.
Yeah.
What does 5 days make a difference when you're talking about trillions of fucking dollars? When the debt right now is larger than the entire gross national product of the whole country is.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't survive that. You know, I owe $1 billion and I made 11 cents this week. I owe $1 billion and it's that rich dad, poor dad. What the dude says, I'm a billionaire because I owe $1 trillion or $1 billion or whatever it is. Just because you owe $1 billion doesn't make you a billionaire. You live like one, but that don't mean you have it. Okay,
right.
So this is the fall. This is what happened. And they had to raise it so much to make this become Zimbabwe dollars because of Bob. Bob is who caused every inch of this. Y'all go back and remember when Bob says, oh, don't worry about nothing. Everything's all right. Everybody just keep typing. Keep typing. Just keep typing. That's what caused this. That's what caused it. Everybody went to sleep. They all took a nap. They said, okay, we don't have to worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. Just keep typing. And that's what they did. Now the banks are falling, and then the other banks. They cannot have a call on the system, the FDIC, because you know why? The FDIC don't have no money.
No.
Because they dredged it down so far, so low, so now they just have another bank absorb them. Because another bank absorbing them can take a dollar and loan $100 out. So there's no problem. It's not like TARP. Bob is that great fund. Bob finally understands TARP 10 years later. Bob now finally understands TARP. Don't ask him now because he probably won't remember. But when all of a sudden $900 billion, which that's chump change. That's a Happy Meal. That's a Happy Meal and a McRib. That's a Happy Meal and a McRib now. But in the day, that was a big deal when it was happening.
Sure.
And then 3 months later, everything's okay. It's all paid back. Everything's paid. Then we lose a dime. We got some money back. It was all good. Well, it was the end of the world when it was paid out. We had to. Now, toxic asset management protection. That's ridiculous that it could get fixed that fast, because all they did was they just churned it back into itself. It was Dale's self-composting toilet. Self-composting. So it just churned back into itself. And so now what they're trying to do, they're trying to say that this is going to be an easy fix. And we jokingly, back in the day, you remember, we said, don't tell Obama what a $4 trillion is. And they said, why? Because you'll be owing it.
Yeah.
You're right on the way. You're well on the way to figuring out what a $250 billion is. When a half a million starts costing $1.6 billion.
Ion, I think I remember a conversation about this 6-7 years ago, and that $900 billion. I forget the number you said, but it turned into $30 trillion or something.
That's correct.
So I know they sent $16 trillion to European banks to bail them out, and so they were on the surface. It said $900 billion, but it was a huge number, you know, in the smoke cleared. So
well, what Bob knows that you don't know is that there's some other things that are going on. Hey, Bob, you remember the what was hidden in the patent of Near? You remember, Bobby?
Yep, yep.
But don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. So that's the beginnings of that particular problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, the other thing that occurs to me is with Jerome Powell raising rates.
Good. We like that. You know why we like it? Bob now has all the money in the world. Listen, stop. Bob crushed money. Bob himself, by himself, on his own, lay in his goddamn palace in fucking Maui, not doing a goddamn thing with anything, destroyed all of money. It had no value. And now that Bob has all the money in the world, now money's worth 7% per annum.
Bob's a genius.
Do 7% on $50 trillion. How much is that? Do it right quick. We got time. It's 13 zeros. $30 trillion times 7%. How much money is that per annum? Just saying.
Yeah. $210 billion?
No more than that. Per annum is more because you got the interest on the interest.
Yeah.
Bert can do
it. It's true, Mark, that I'm worth $31 trillion because of the people who are calling us. We have evidence.
Bob, stop that shit. Quit. Stop telling everybody how big your goddamn dick is. One of two things.
Everybody knows.
One. They're going to hate you. They're going to hate you because you got a big dick, or they're going to want to see it. Don't do that. Just be
no
calm
problem.
And quiet. I'm part of the Mae Russell crowd. I'm trying to figure it out. I'll work it. Just be easy with it. No, this show has nothing to do with anything. What this show does is give you the chance to ascend. That's the only thing it's here for. If you ascend, great. If you don't, you're going to worship AI. You're going to suck AI's dick. That's what you're going to do. It's going to be in down your throat. You're going to swallow every drop of it instantly. And it's going to be ugly because that's the rub. But we said that from itch. Bob wins either way. That's why Bob's giggling like a schoolgirl because he don't care. Bob don't care. He wants everybody to make it, but he don't care if you don't.
I'm just
Bob's just... When Bob shuts up and lets us just ramble on for 20 hours and don't say nothing to that, and don't even say, takes a nap, down there, go downstairs and wake him up, play some music so JW doesn't fucking die. I mean, y'all should be concerned, because before he would say, ask that question. How many times have you had your ass muted over that yourself? Over not asking the right question or fix your phone and get the marbles out of your mouth, buy a better phone. Why don't you have a question? Did your homework? You didn't show up to tailgate. Why didn't you show up to tailgate? You didn't say nothing at tailgate. You were on. You were asleep. You were feuding, fighting, or fucking, or something. Doing not what you're supposed to do. Bob, don't give a fuck. You should know. Listen now. This is Bob's purveyance. This is the Dobbs quadrant. You should notice when Bob don't give a fuck, you should be very aware. You should be note. Please note when Bob don't give a fuck. Please, the new hat that Bob's got is with Bob we fuck, but then Bob's got the t-shirt that says fuck around and find out. I don't care.
Yeah.
Fuck around and find out. Yep, just like that.
You know,
hey, Jermaine. Jermaine.
Yes.
Jermaine.
Yes.
Tell him your Instagram. Tell him your Instagram post about Bob's fuck around and find out. What are they saying now? If you can't say fuck around and find out, what's your Instagram post about that?
Please test that assumption and then take note of the results.
That's the Christian way to say fuck around and find out. That was good. That was brilliant, by the way. That's very good. Did you get that, Bobby?
No, you did something with the slogan.
Yeah,
Jermaine.
She made it so you could say it in mixed company.
So you don't
right,
say
that. Jermaine.
Nobody knows that what she was referring to.
No.
Yeah. She does.
Yeah, fuck she doesn't. No one else does. So what she
said. It says on her post, "Fuck around and find out." Equals. Say what it's equal to.
Please test that assumption and then take note of the results.
Okay, so you can see fuck around? Are you saying you can see fuck around?
Yeah, she says, the meaning of fuck around and find out equals
yeah.
What the word
is. So you have the slogan you're not allowed to have up there is there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it there? How come you don't get in trouble for having it on there?
She does. It's Instagram. You can do anything. You can do anything on Instagram. You can put tits and ass, dick.
Oh, okay. So you put that slogan on there, and then you explained it.
Yeah.
An equation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's very clever. She's
because
very
people
clever.
Wouldn't know what it was referring to.
We figure we're gonna see Jackie's tutu any day on the Twitter. We expect to see it any day on the Twitter. Any day now. Anything for likes. Anything for likes. What do you think,
okay,
Jermaine?
Back to Mark.
Should we run him up there? Okay, that was good. Now, the focus point, what you're trying to talk about is that the currency, the only currency is going to be gauged or paired against RNA drops.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you were saying when we cut you off to be clever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think...
Now,
go ahead.
No. We're just... Oh. I mean, we threw. We had it. We with hot sauce on it. We don't care.
You confirmed what my speculation was: is that the repeatedly mentioning Banana Republic was talking about the environment at the time the currency will be tied to RNA drops. And that we're in that environment right now.
Almost. Hey, Bert. One second. You stay right here because you're on the right point. You're good. You're very clever in how you put things, and that's great because we like that. Bertrand.
Yes, I am.
Tell him about what we've said about the Manchurian candidate. We said lots about that.
The Manchurian candidate.
Well, we're talking about Banana Republic and Abba-Dabba-Doo and all that kind of foolishness.
Said that Biden is the Manchurian candidate.
Correct. But then the fall of him. I mean, do you realize you're 30 seconds from Mr. McCarthy being the President of the United States until Trump becomes Viceroy?
Yeah.
You know that,
third
right?
Line.
But you do realize that. Because Kamala can't, she's not even vice president now. She failed to sign up, take the oath. So it kind of becomes, and it's going to be kind of hard to impeach somebody that was never president in the first place. Look at every time the motherfucker makes a speech, they don't have the presidential seal on it. What?
Yeah.
Look it up. Mm-hmm. Why don't they play Hail to the Chief when the president comes into a room? Right? Very funny. The whole thing is just too surreal. And Bob being a freshly new American,
he's not keen on those kind of things because he's used to the Canadian way, which is ridiculous. He understands the Canadian way, which is sad. Sad, sad, sad. I mean, you're living in Canada and then California, which may be to your demise, but thank God at least you're not in Canada. Canada's going to get ugly. Thank God. That's the only good thing. You may not live through the week where you are, but at least you got told.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, Ian, I was on Ian and Bob recently. And going
is that a good site? Is that a good site? Is it as good as informationfarm.blogspot.com? Is it as good as that? That's a pretty good one, too. You like that? That's
pretty
our
good
favorite
one, too.
It's our favorite.
You know, I saw that article on, I think they called it Agenda 47, where almost from Biden down through the entire cabinet, nobody has signed the form saying that they were going to honor the Constitution.
Correct.
And that's
well, it's called the oath of office. Yeah. That's what it's
now,
called.
Sounds like there's established repercussions when something like that occurs, that they can be removed.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's called treason. It's not called treason, it's called sedition. It's all been set up. It's all been staged. It's all been staged. Nobody cares because it doesn't. Okay, Trump walks in and says, "You motherfucker, you didn't do anything, la 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 la." Who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Keep typing, keep typing, keep typing. Now your world's falling, and then Trump says, that war in Ukraine will last one day when I come back. One day. And he means it. And guess what? Everybody knows he means it, because everybody knows exactly what he'd do.
Yeah.
He's like, harm one hair of an American head, and I will blow your fucking shit up. I will blow your shit up. Sounds like Margaret Thatcher with the Falklands, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, and
that's
everyone.
We love Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher, not Thatcher, it's Thatcher, but we plainly, lovingly call her Thatcher. She had some. She was 6 months senior to Her Majesty the Queen, who says, "Hey, y'all," by the way. You got quiet there, Daddy-O. What's up?
Yeah, I was just pausing.
You were in the afterglow. You were in the afterglow.
Yeah.
That.
You know, I've read things recently that that Zelensky is getting close to ending this thing, stepping down. And I know there's
heard he was Simon told us that he was going on American Idol. He's going to take over American Idol.
Yeah, that's his next stop. But
you do know Zelensky is the one, the actor from American Top 40, who is over the Ukraine country. That is how Donald Trump got impeached. The phone call, the errant phone call to Zelensky was how he got impeached.
Right.
That's hysterical, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Just saying.
No.
But we'll have to talk to Adam Schiff and see what he thinks. If he takes Dianne Feinstein's seat or not.
Yeah.
Sorry, we
you know, it's amazing.
We've quit preaching and going to politicking, can you tell?
Yeah. You know, you got people not even showing up, like Fetterman, and you know, we have Biden.
Fetterman's a damn alien. He ain't nothing. He's an alien.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is a joke. It really is a joke.
I mean, it's beyond that. It's like in your face. They don't care.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, and they're presenting it, and then they turn around, and then it's okay as long as Sonny and Joy Behar approve, then it's gonna be okay. As long as they approve it, it's okay. No problem. We got no problems. Everything's gonna be alright. Just keep, as Bob would say, just keep typing. That's when Bob went quiet. He won. That's the news flash. That's what everybody ought to be goddamn talking about, but nobody's talking about.
Okay, well, nobody's talking about what?
That you won.
Oh, yeah.
Elon Musk wants to have tea with Bob. And Bob says, okay, anytime, just let me know. No, that won't. And he keeps trying to come up with a date, he won't show up. So, there you go. Deadman's considering suicide because his only thing was to hook up a relationship and he fucked that up. So, I think we're gonna give Dianne Feinstein's seat to Oprah. That'd be a hootenanny, wouldn't it?
Okay. Who's Deadman? That sounds familiar. You said Stedman.
Never heard of him? Never heard of him? He's the pretend lover.
Oh, Oprah's boy.
Lover,
okay.
The pretend lover of Oakry.
Got it.
You got an email from him, Bob. I don't want the fuck, see?
Yeah.
Bob has interactions, and he don't even need to give the time of day. Fuck off. Fuck around. Bob says, fuck around and find out. That's our Miss Brooks.
I gotta finish Wyndham Lewis's The Human Age.
The Age of Innocence. That's it. Alas, poor Ulrich.
I read history.
We knew him pretty good. Except the shit he read ain't historic. That's what's funny. The shit he read ain't historic. So there you go.
Classic Sunday morning with Bob Tunes.
Now, you're going to get Daffy Doodle Doo started out when you start talking about cartoons, so be careful.
It's ridiculous. One last question.
No, one last question. We're speaking.
Okay,
it's ridiculous how Bob won. He never did anything, he never said anything, he never conquered anything, he never moved anything, he never did anything. And the goddamn whore bitch motherfucker still took over the fucking living world. It's unbelievable. You know you're in trouble when your theme song is Fuck Around and Find Out. Just saying. Yeah, ask what you will.
Okay, you know, over time, you know, we know Bob was his Ophanel. You said that Carolyn was Ruth from the Bible, mm-hmm. and J.W. Mm-hmm. was Paul, and Bert mm-hmm. was Naaman.
Naaman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there any other people associated with Iandom that are represented by people in the Bible?
Yes. There are.
Can you mention those? Or?
No, not now. We don't want to give them the big head, because what little bit we've done so far is fuck people's lives up. So we don't want to mess things up. Well, you start attaching things to it, and then they have to live up to it. And they don't want to live up to anything. They just want to live. They just want to ascend. They don't give a fuck. Who gives a fuck? You want to be Job? You want to go through what Job went through? All right, we can hook that up. Yeah. We can fix it, but that's not the point. Who's Nebuchadnezzar? There you go. He was a bad king. Okay, so Buzz Costin would be Nebuchadnezzar. Is that what you're trying to say? Okay, that's all right. Fine. No problem.
Hey, Ion, someone had a question. Yes, 2425591. He said 2 hours ago. Ion, under the
they said, you don't know if it's he or she. You don't know if it's he or she.
I don't know.
Ion, under the coming feudal system you are talking about, will only landowners have rights like it used to be under that system?
Correct. That's right.
Okay.
Correct. That's why the battle is going to be between the cities and the states. It's going to go to the United States R, and then that's why everybody's segregating everything out. Like Chicago, everybody says, oh, I'm a, what do you call that? Sanctuary. And they're saying, now, they got 50 people, and they go, oh, we can't do this. Oh, hell no. We can't do this. 50 people, 100 people. Oh, hell no, we can't do this. Meanwhile, Texas has got millions, and they don't know what to do. Fucking, they can't even feed them, let alone take care of them. And then 50 of them end up what's that place? Not Balmoral. Baltimore. 50 of them end up in Baltimore, and nobody noticed. They just put them in the slave trade. It's good. You know. They just swirled them into it. It wasn't no big deal. It was no problem. They just put them in. They moved them to St. Never mind. We're going to talk about. Never mind. We better shut the fuck up. We're trying to keep Bob alive.
President stepped down. Chad's president. Serbia's president. Vucic steps down.
Yeah. That happened. Ask Chad. Chad him know.
They killed 18 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got anything to say, Mark?
No, I'm through right now, Bob. Thank you.
Okay.
And thanks, Ion.
You want us to get rid of your family? Do you want us to get rid of your family so you're free to move without incredulation?
No.
Let us know.
He's going to go down with them.
We don't mind.
If you did that, it would not be me making that move. It would have been you enabling the move.
Pays the same. It's okay with us. There's no problem. No problem. No, I'm just saying, we can force you, but that's not the point. We don't want to force you. We want you to ease into that position. But you know enough to know. Okay, stop. There are some people who are very valued, heady, some other people that are in places like Florida. Okay? They know that's too low. They know it's going to go down. But guess what? In the time of trouble, they can get out of there in 30 minutes. Literally,
right.
30 minutes. So as long as you're aware of that, then make note of that. And even Carolyn has a bug-out bag. She keeps it fresh all the time. You see?
Yeah.
So as long as that's true and you know that and you're ready, then fine. Even if you have to leave them behind, if you have to go, you have to go. Now, we're not fucking around. We're letting you know.
Yeah.
Love them or leave them, it don't make any difference.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
He's talking big. Listen, Bob, he's talking big now. But if we say, okay, if it's save you or your family, are you going to go? Hell yeah, I'm going to go. All right, let's see how that works out. Good for you. Good for you. Sounds good. But you know what Roxy would say? All is recorded. All is recorded.
Yeah. That's true.
Damn. So you have to understand the process because it's coming. And Bob got mad because people weren't enough people dead. He got furious because not enough people were dying. They weren't dying fast enough. He wanted to see some blood in the road. Now it's come to a place where he's kind of eased up on it because he's like, oh yeah. He's starting to see enough trouble. There's enough trouble in the air that he's sort of reconciling himself with it. So he's okay now.
You've essentially answered this question by me from a previous time, but you're not a fan of moving to the Idaho area, are you? Is that too close to Yellowstone?
No, it's okay. That part's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's all right because when the painted pots start blowing,
yeah,
that's going to cause a huge crevasse. It's going to be huge. It's going to be big. But that's far enough away that you should make the, because if you don't, if the radiation doesn't get you, you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Because Boise is only about 400 miles from Yellowstone.
But that's okay. I mean, okay. You weren't that, you weren't 400 miles from Mount St. Helens either, so that's all right.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way.
But there, when it blows, you got to be ready to blow out too. And go
south. Of course. That's right.
Yeah.
Dimitri's okay because we put him in Colorado Springs. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. But he's going to be okay. I don't know about Crystal, but he's going to make it.
Yeah.
Okay, just so saying. This person, the usual question. What was the answer to my question? Sorry, I missed it. Regarding landowners only have rights. That's what you said.
Correct.
Only landowners have rights.
Feudal law. Feudal law. And if you don't like what I say, I'll kill you. That's how you solve it.
Is that what Bill Gates is? Well, Bill Gates is gone, but the after image of Gates, he's buying up all the land because he knows the feudal is coming?
Yeah, of course. He's trying to change it. That's easy. That's the same thing. Wait a minute. You're not talking about...
Change it to
You're missing every conversation. Ted Turner's who you need to worry about. Ted Turner owns more land than fucking Gates does, for Pete's sake, because Gates just has options. He doesn't own it. He just has options. He's trying to pretend some George Soros GMO bullshit. Yeah, bunch of bullshit. Don't worry about that.
Well, who are the landowners then going to be?
Eugene. Eugene's here. Eugene. Where is she? You had her muted? Come on, unmute her, Mom, Bob.
No, I don't think she's here.
That's ridiculous. All right, Bert, look up how many acres Ted Turner owns in the United States of fucked up America.
All right, on.
Yep. Where's Eugene? Bob, did you piss off Eugene or something? What have you done now?
Nothing.
That's what Bob did. That's what Bob did. Bob did nothing. Bob,
I
didn't
do
nothing. I didn't do nothing.
I just kept typing. That's nothing.
He just typed. He was just typing. Yeah. He was labeling. He's making labels. He's printing. Karen's got a label maker, and he's borrowed it. He's making labels for the FEMA cramp. See where everybody's supposed to report to.
That's volunteer work.
Don't touch her box opener, you don't touch her obsidian knife, and you don't touch her label maker, because she will not be happy. Don't touch it. Buy your own. That's what you do. You buy your own. Don't touch
her. Turner owns 2 million acres of personal and ranch land.
See, 2 million acres? And then y'all fussing about stupid Bill Gates and Epstein's Islands and Diddin' and Little Boys or whatever the fuck. Ted Turner, nobody said Ted Turner's name since what was the Alpha, what's the New York, Bob did this, he calls this is the problem. The one, Adelphi, the cable company, since Adelphi bought out Ted Turner's, the Turner News Network, that's Channel 17 back in the day. It's a superstation.
PBS.
But then it turned into Adelphi.
Yeah.
That went belly up after it bought it. Which then became another thing.
I think where Gates is focused his attention on is on farmland.
That's what Ted Turner has is ranch land.
Okay.
Everything. Hey, when you're hungry, everything will grow rutabagas. Didn't you see the intermission of Gone with the Wind?
A long time ago.
What was the intermission of Gone with the Wind? What was it?
I can't remember.
Oh God damn! Come on up to the 30s. We're gonna help you at the Lowe's Grand Theater. intermission, right before intermission, Scarlet, sweet Scarlet, was in Tara, and she was hungry, and she pulled that turnip, the rutabaga, up out of the ground, and she said, "As God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again." You're going to have to eat a rutabaga turnip or something. Ridiculous.
Okay.
That was farmland, ranch land. That was Tara.
Right.
Hey, Ion, this person continues on the feudal system owners.
Okay.
Does it mean regular house owners, or does it only apply to large holdings?
Makes no difference. Owners. It's quite, no, it's easy. You're confusing this, Bob. Bert, let's fix this. If okay, motherfucker, call in. Open up your line and put them on off you. Ask you questions. Bob is not your little children. He's not your Sunday school teacher. He's not trying to teach you the ABC. Jump in here and get on this if you're going to have all this to say. Bert, explain the feudal system to these retrobates so they get an idea of what the hell's really going on, or we will. If somebody scum croaches on your land, whatever your land is, you don't like it, you can say, step away. And they say, nope, I'm going to take this. And then you shoot them between the eyes, or you kill them with a double-barrel butcher knife. That's feudal law. That's how it works. And if they question you on it, you say, Your Honor, they needed killing. And they say, oh, you're absolutely right. They needed killing. And it comes into this War of the Roses. Very simple.
And that little thing, only those people that own property could vote.
Correct. That's the way it should be now.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's the way it should be now. If someone, no, but see, AI is voting now. Dominion seems to be the way to decide how things go now.
Yeah.
So, y'all better be nervous if BlackRock is all this. Now we got Whitestone, and we got BlackRock. Scary, isn't it? If Blackstone has $10 trillion under its breast, or under advisement, or in control of, or what do you call it when they're controlling things? If that's true, you never heard of the motherfuckers ever in your whole entire life. Now you can't turn on the TV that they're not making news about how wonderful BlackRock is your retirement. How wonderful BlackRock is, they provide you goodness. How wonderful BlackRock is, they control everything. How wonderful BlackRock is, we're here for you. How wonderful BlackRock is, that we control everything, and we're going to make your world better. We appreciate you, and we love you. And just like Charles Hardy, we love you, and we need you. And Charles Hardy Chevrolet in Dallas, Georgia.
Dallas, Georgia?
Why would they have to have advertisements?
Yeah.
If they control $10 trillion in assets, why would they all of a sudden, you never heard a word out of them, now all of a sudden they're advertising, telling you how wonderful they are and how much they appreciate you and how much they are in your shit?
Yeah, a couple years ago, there was this woman who did a series on them, exposed their power. She was paid probably by BlackRock to say that.
Likely.
BlackRock. Nobody knew about them before that.
Nobody knew. Till it was too late. But AI still controls all that. Y'all don't understand what you're working with. Y'all do not understand. You don't. Watch this. Let's see if we can get this right. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Alexa.
She quit.
Hey, Alexa.
Ohio, officially the state of Ohio, is a state in the Midwestern United States. Of the 50 U.S. states, it is the 34th largest by area, with a population of nearly 11...
Alexa, what is AI?
AI generally stands for artificial intelligence. As a branch of computer science research, AI is defined as the study of devices that perceive their environments and take actions that maximize their chance of success at some goal.
You hear that? At some goal. Don't say what the goal is. At some goal. You hear that? If y'all would stop, y'all need to quit this dope and this pills and this shit, feuding, fighting, fucking. You need to start listening to what the motherfuckers are saying. They're telling you what they are. Hey, Alexa, is AI at risk of taking over
civilization?
From MottMac.com, AI is playing an increasingly important part of everyday life. AI can deliver enormous benefits, but within powerful technology, it also has a darker side. This means as the use of AI increases, we must be mindful.